Welcome to Come Follow Me, Mental Health Insights with Dr. David Morgan. Each week we'll review a concept from the Come Follow Me lesson and talk about applications to improve our mental and emotional health. Hi, welcome to episode 5 of season 3. This week we are studying 1 Nephi chapters 16 through 22. There are so many great stories in these chapters. Years ago when I was teaching seminary, early morning seminary, I loved teaching the Book of Mormon because of these amazing stories. Each of the stories contains multiple lessons, and in some ways, they're like the parables taught by the Savior. I believe as we prayerfully study these chapters, each of us will learn different lessons, lessons that are specifically indicated for us and for our current circumstances. Also in this week's reading, we get a sneak peek of some of the Isaiah chapters. And I know for some, the Isaiah chapters are difficult to understand, and sometimes we're tempted to skip them. But let's avoid that temptation, especially as we gear up to get into 2 Nephi. We will find truth and personalized lessons in all of Scripture if we diligently seek for them. Even if we only understand one verse of a single chapter, perhaps the lessons in that verse are what we need to move forward. In this week's reading, a recurring theme kept coming to me, and I'd like to discuss that today. Let's review some of the scriptures that taught me this theme. First, we'll read 1 Nephi chapter 16, verses 18 and 19. And it came to pass that as I, Nephi, went forth to slay food, behold, I did break my bow, which was made of fine steel. And after I did break my bow, behold, my brethren were angry with me because of the loss of my bow, for we did obtain no food. And it came to pass that we did return without food to our families, and being much fatigued because of their journeying, they did suffer much for the want of food. Then 1 Nephi chapter 16, verses 30 through 32. And it came to pass that I, Nephi, did go forth up into the top of the mountain, according to the directions which are given upon the ball. And it came to pass that I did slay wild beasts, insomuch that I did obtain food for our families. And it came to pass that I did return to our tents, bearing the beasts which I had slain. And now when they beheld that I had obtained food, how great was their joy. And it came to pass that they did humble themselves before the Lord, and did give thanks unto him. Notice the pattern. A problem is introduced, and then eventually a solution is provided. Here's another set of scriptures that teaches that same pattern. This is starting in 1 Nephi chapter 17, verses 17 and 18. And when my brethren saw that I was about to build a ship, they began to murmur against me, saying, Our brother is a fool, for he thinketh that he can build a ship. Yea, and he also thinketh that he can cross these great waters. And thus my brethren did complain against me, and were desirous that they might not labor, for they did not believe that I could build a ship. Neither would they believe that I was instructed of the Lord. I hadn't before realized how much of an issue it would have been for Laman and Lemuel, and possibly any others that they could have convinced, to withhold their labor on building the ship. But surely, building the ship was something Nephi needed help with. I'm sure it was a large ship, and it was likely more than one person could handle on their own. Nephi gives a stinging rebuke of his brothers. They try to kill him. And after Nephi is miraculously saved, we read the following in 1 Nephi 18:1. And it came to pass that they, meaning Laman and Lemuel, did worship the Lord, and did go forth with me, and we did work timbers of curious workmanship. And the Lord did show me from time to time after what manner I should work the timbers of the ship. Again, there was a problem introduced, and then there was a solution provided. Let's look at one more of these examples. Starting in 1 Nephi chapter 18, or in 1 Nephi chapter 18, verses 8 through 13. And it came to pass, after we had all gone down into the ship, and had taken with us our provisions and things which had been commanded us, we did put forth into the sea, and were driven forth before the wind towards the promised land. And after we had been driven forth before the wind for the space of many days, behold, my brethren and the sons of Ishmael, and also their wives, began to make themselves merry, insomuch that they began to dance and to sing and to speak with much rudeness, yea, even that they did forget by what power they had been brought thither, yea, they were lifted up unto exceeding rudeness. And I, Nephi, began to fear exceedingly lest the Lord should be angry with us, and smite us because of our iniquity, that we should be swallowed up in the depths of the sea. Wherefore I, Nephi, began to speak to them with much soberness. But behold, they were angry with me, saying, We will not that our younger brother shall be a ruler over us. And it came to pass that Laman and Lemuel did take me and bind me with cords, and they did treat me with much harshness. Nevertheless, the Lord did suffer it, that he might show forth his power unto the fulfilling of his word, which he had spoken concerning the wicked. And it came to pass that after they had bound me, insomuch that I could not move, the compass, which had been prepared of the Lord, did cease to work. Wherefore they knew not whither they should steer the ship, insomuch that there arose a great storm, yea, a great and terrible tempest, and we were driven back upon the waters for the space of many days. And they began to be frightened exceedingly, lest they should be drowned in the sea. Nevertheless, they did not loose me. So that's the problem. Nephi is tied up. They're in the middle of this terrible storm. Laman and Lemuel cannot navigate the ship effectively. And then we read the solution in 1 Nephi 18, verses 20 through 22. And nothing, save it were the power of God, which threatened them with destruction, could soften their hearts. Wherefore, when they saw that they were about to be swallowed up in the depths of the sea, they repented of the thing which they had done, insomuch that they loosed me. And it came to pass, after they had loosed me, behold, I took the compass, and it did work whither I desired it. And it came to pass that I prayed unto the Lord, and after I had prayed, the winds did cease, and the storm did cease, and there was a great calm. And it came to pass that I, Nephi, did guide the ship, that we sailed again towards the promised land. What I find very interesting about each of these situations is that they were all completely avoidable if the Lord had just exercised his power to fix them. Nephi's bow could have remained unbroken. When they arrived at Bountiful, they could have just found a perfectly good ship there ready for them to sail. The Lord could have prevented the storms and the tempest from almost sinking them. But knowing that difficulties are good for our learning, the Lord allowed them to happen. The other thing I find even more interesting is that the solutions were miraculous, but also that the solutions involved work for the participants. In the case of the broken bow, the Lord showed Nephi where to hunt, but Nephi still had to do the hunting. The Lord persuaded Nephi's brothers to help him with the ship, but they still had to build the ship. The Lord calmed the storm, but Nephi still had to sail the boat to move it forward. We each have an essential part to play in our own improvement, whether it's spiritual, physical, emotional, or mental improvement. If you want to change your mental health for the better, God will show you the way, but that way will almost certainly involve difficult work on your part. Don't shy away from this work. Don't believe the lie that if it's difficult, then it must not be the right way. The correct way forward is almost always going to be challenging because it helps us grow. You have the capacity to change your circumstances, and God will do miracles to help you, but you are going to be tried and taxed along the way. So don't despair when this happens. That's just the way it's supposed to be. When our storms rage, we can try to be like Nephi. As he was tied up and helplessly watched the situation around him get worse and worse, we can read his reaction in 1 Nephi 18:16. Nevertheless, I did look unto my God, and I did praise him all the day long, and I did not murmur against the Lord because of mine afflictions. Trust in God that during your journey of self-improvement, you'll be able to weather your challenges and come out better on the other side. We will all reach our own personalized promised land someday, and our collective heavenly home when life is done, and we'll be profoundly grateful for the journey we took to get there. I always end my podcast episodes with an invitation to act and just invite you to give prayerful consideration to which of these invitations would be good for you to do. Here's this week's invitation. Consider a personal challenge you've faced in the past and answer these questions. What miracles did God work for you to help you move forward? And what things did you have to do to make progress? I have free worksheets that you can download to help you remember and implement the weekly invitations. To find out how to get these, just sign up for my email newsletter. You can find that link in the show notes. Also, please subscribe so you can easily access new episodes each week, and please share this podcast with others. There are also written transcripts of the podcast, and you can find that link in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and until next time, this is Dr. David Morgan reminding you that change is possible, but change requires action. and to always keep moving forward. Thanks for listening. If you want to learn more, please visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drdavidtmorgan.com.